Next morning, she called the number Tony had given her and left a message for Tom. Rachel had promised Cheryl she would put the quilts away. Might as well get it done now. She carried the album quilt to the workshop and spread it out. Under the bright, shadowless fluorescence, the pattern was clearer, though the strange gray film still dulled it. It couldn't do any harm to brush it. Using the softest and finest brush she could find, she began on one corner. The gray didn't so much brush off as dissolve. The underlying design took shape as if it were being freshly created instead of cleaned. Rachel finished one entire square before stepping back and examining the result. The block Rachel had cleaned showed a flower arrangement. Blossoms, their petals shaped from pieces of fabric no larger than a baby's fingernail, grew from a tuft of green grass. The petals had been appliqued, the stems and grass embroidered. And half concealed by the grass, what was it? A sinuous curve of apple green. She was squinting at it when the ringing of the telephone made her start. The voice was that of Tom. He listened to her story without interrupting. Then he said, "I intended to get in touch with you anyhow. Is it all right if I come by in, say, half an hour? Has something happened? I'll tell you about it when I get there." He hung up. Leaving the album quilt spread out on the table, she walked out of the workroom and found herself nose to nose, or rather, nose to sweater, with Adam. "I deduced that you were in the workroom."